Hello and welcome everyone to How's the Josh. I'm Omkar Chaudhary, your host. Well, today we have experts from nutrition industry who takes utmost effort to make people aware of balanced nutrition and happy, healthy lifestyle. She's a dietitian, traveler, writer, and most importantly, a lady with a strong heart and firm determination. So let's welcome our nutrition guru, Namami Agarwal. Welcome, Namami.
Thank you so much, Omkar.
Okay, so before we proceed, how's Namami?
Namami is full of nutrition.
Okay, so that was something like a very great inspiration for us. So let us begin with a lot of nutrition. So let's begin with the podcast, okay?
Perfect, I'm so excited.
Yeah, even we are looking forward to it. So my first question to you is, like, what made you think of being a nutritionist? Like, what is the motivation behind being a nutritionist?
So, you know, what made me think of it was, so in school, you know, we always read about that eating influences our ability to concentrate for nourishment, you know, resistance to infection and so on.
Exactly.
And medical researchers, they, you know, it has also proven that good nutrition, helps in maintaining healthy weight, the body system to function for a lifetime, right?
Exactly.
So, I really enjoy this, that applying good scientific knowledge of food on people or for the benefit of people, which nutrition is all about.
Okay. So, like, was it pre-planned from the childhood that you wanted to be in the nutrition industry and the whole education was planned before you? Or there was, like, some changes later on and then you thought that, no, like, let's do it about?
Oh, so I have to tell you this. I was not a science background student.
Okay, that is a really wonderful fact. Because normally we think that the people from the science background really go for this industry. But it's something exciting. Tell us.
I was a commerce student and, you know, I was inclined towards science, but my family, they were not convinced of me taking science.
Okay.
So, I ended up doing commerce.
Okay.
So, I really, it was really bad for me. 2 years, my 11th and 12th to survive was really bad. But then later, I went for home science, where I was introduced to this subject called nutrition.
Okay.
And since then, you know, I'm just inclined towards nutrition, the nourishment part and everything.
Okay. That was really a wonderful take from science to, like, you know, from getting from commerce section to this nutrition industry. I mean, that was really a wonderful take that you have taken in your life, I would say.
I know, and you know, it's also good for people, you know, who want to change their life. You don't have to think twice. It's okay at any point of life you think that, you know, this is not the right track for me. Like, this is not the line which I should go for.
Okay.
You should always be open to try new stuff and opt for new things and learn new stuff.
Yeah. And in fact, you were so open to this, and that's the reason such a beautiful life, the Namami life, is coming, like, you know, right up to you, and you've done something great in this industry.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And definitely, like, moving on to the next question, like, I'm pretty much sure that there must have been, like, a lot more ups and downs, a lot more challenges. So how was your way to tackle those challenges?
See, everyone faces ups and downs at some point of their life. So, I was lucky enough to not. I was lucky enough that my downs were not very serious. You know, it's not related to my. But okay, I'll tell you a story. So I was fired from my first job.
Okay.
That was a setback for me. So what happened was, I was on a vacation. I was on a holiday, I was cruising and I was enjoying my drinks and stuff, and I was just going through my mail where in one of the mails it was mentioned that I have been fired.
Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, everyone faces ups and downs in life, so, but it's how you see them.
Okay.
You know, for me, it was a blessing in disguise. that point where I started with Namami Life.
Okay, so like, you know, the perspective really matters in the life.
Yes, it does.
Exactly.
You know, if you see,
and what is your favorite part of being into this nutrition industry?
What's my favorite part?
Yeah.
My favorite part is the smile of my client's face. It's the smile on my client's face. You know, nothing else matters.
Exactly. Like, you know, the satisfaction that they get.
Yeah, the satisfaction they get.
Okay, like Namami, like you're coming up with a new app that is Namami Life. So please tell us more about it.
So Namami Life is all about keeping you on the right track.
Okay.
I truly believe that, you know, if you eat right today, it will have an effect on your tomorrow.
Exactly.
That's my tagline. You know, that's the motto I live by. Each day for tomorrow.
Exactly. Great.
So in that app, you will track the progress through SMS, through emails, video chat, or in person, you know, keeping in touch with most of you, with everyone, with all the clients as much as we can.
Okay.
Make sure that you are on the right track.
Exactly, exactly.
Your target.
Okay, so it's like you'll be reaching out to all the clients by this app.
Yes. So we'll have like a lot of recipes, we'll be sharing our blog, the recipes of the, you know, the menus which have been shared with the clients, the recipes along with that. We have 24/7 recall time. You know, you can get in touch with us anytime. Say you deviated something from your lunch time. You ate something which was not given to you. So you can immediately message us and we can change the diet plan the very next day.
Exactly, exactly. Definitely.
Yeah. On Namami Life app, I truly believe that, you know, if you eat right today, it will have an effect on your tomorrow. So how you eat today, it will affect your tomorrow, that how you live tomorrow. That's the motto I live by. Eat today for tomorrow.
Exactly.
So at Namami Life, we will make sure that we are in touch with you 24/7. So,
okay.
We'll be uploading recipes, there'll be blogs, we will track your progress through SMS, emails, video chat, or in person, keeping in touch with you as much as possible to keep you on track and make sure that you achieve your target.
Okay, so it will be like, you know, Namami will be always in contact with the client so that whenever they need her help, she's always ready to help them.
Exactly. So after every 15 days, there is going to be a live video chat with me.
Okay.
Where I'll be answering, you know, all the queries and solving all the doubts.
Okay, okay. Like, Namami, also...
every 15 days of video chat, but every day there'll be a continuous... There'll be a, 24/7 touch. Say
okay.
If you deviated something, if you ate something which was not given in your diet chart, if you ate something else, say in lunchtime, the dinner will be replaced.
Okay, okay. So that is something a new and interesting feature of this app. Right?
Yeah,
so
exactly. So, you know, it's just making sure that you're on the right track and you're achieving a target.
Exactly. Like, Namami, also one thing we want to tell you is that we are living in this century where the social media plays an integral part of everybody's life. It might be you, it might be me, it might be all of others. So, how do you tackle the negativities that come on the social media? I'm pretty much sure like there are positive things as well as negative things happening out there on the social media. So how do you tackle with the negative or the downside of the social media?
I'm glad social media has seen the industry that it's booming a lot, and we have a lot of information about nutrition, food everywhere around. But you should not follow something blindly. See what suits you, see what suits your body, your lifestyle, and then follow something. Then go ahead with the diet plan. Don't fall blindly.
Okay. And like, you know, like many times, like people don't respond to us in a positive way. It might be like, you know, they might say something bad about us. They might demotivate us. Also, we get like, you know, there was so much of celebrities speaking to me. Like, you know, there are a lot of negative DMs that a person gets. And that somewhere demotivates a person, or somewhere there's a downfall or a negative side of that. So in your case, what would you like to comment on this part?
See, I think you always take everything in a positive way. If someone is criticizing you, you should start improving on that area, that aspect. If you create a positive aura around you, I think negativity will never attract your tribe.
Okay, so creating positive aura and staying focused in a positive manner is the secret for being good in your life.
Exactly.
Okay, so Namami, also tell us about the achievements. Like, you know, so far you have been posting so much of awards and so much of appreciation from the people out there. So talk about your achievements. How grateful are you for your achievements and awards?
I am very grateful for where I am today. I have a long way to go and I'm still learning, growing, doing different things every single day. And I still feel like, you know, we have a lot to do. We can do it again.
Yeah, definitely. it's fine. I'll just give you one more question.
What was it?
Achievements. We were talking about achievements.
Achievements.
Yeah, just take a pause and we'll just start it again.
Yeah.
So Namami, tell us about your achievements and awards. Like, so off lately you have been posting about the awards, the gratification that you've been getting from the people side. So tell us more about it. How grateful are you towards your achievements and awards?
I'm very grateful for where I am today, and these awards are just, you know, they just motivate me to be even more better in life. I'm still learning, growing, doing different things every single day, and I have a long way to go. So yeah, here I am and learning different things every single day.
Okay, that was a really great answer. Definitely.
Yeah, I'm trying to help you too.
Yeah, definitely. And Namami, tell us, like, you know, the name of the show is How is the Josh? So it talks about the Josh and the motivation. So tell us about your motivation to get up from the bed and hit the working table and the chair and start working. So what's that motivation, the fire within you? Tell us about that.
I think I've already mentioned this before. The smile on the client's face, you know, every single day I go there and I see the smile on their face. It's nothing else matters. You know, it's the smile on my client's face that motivates me and it just brings out the best in me.
Exactly. So, like, you know, giving your clients 100% and making them satisfied with the kind of hard work that we do every day on the field is something that you really look out for.
Exactly.
Okay. Okay. Namami, to be like very honest, we have done with so much of serious topics and everything. So now is the time for a fun time. It's a happy segment known as Josh Fire. So are you ready for this Josh Fire?
I am.
Yeah, and you have to be very honest and very rapid and quirky at all the answers.
I'll try to be rapid as much as I can.
Yeah, definitely. Chalo. So should we start with the Josh Fire?
Done.
Okay.
How's the Josh?
Yeah. Hi, sir. Come on. Okay, so the first question to you. Are you a tea or a coffee person?
I am more of a chai person, yes.
Okay. Three weird things about your lifestyle. I think this question should not be asked because everything will be perfect in Namami's life.
So, I think no one's perfect, but yeah, three weird things. I'm very weird though. I really sleep late at night, which is one bad thing. Second is I'm lazy to some extent.
Okay.
Something which is not acceptable yet. But I try to be a little physically active.
Okay.
40 minutes a day, which is again, you know, compromise. It balances it out. And third one is I can't think of the third one.
Okay, so in that case, we should lock at two answers, two weird things.
Yeah.
Okay.
So for now, yes.
Okay, because like it's after all being a nutritionist, I think you must be very much disciplined. And obviously, the third one we should drop then.
Sorry?
Yeah, I think being a nutritionist, you must be very disciplined about your lifestyle, and hence we should drop the third one.
Oh, we should. Yeah, I have to drop the third one. Let's take two.
Okay, so the third question to you: who do you think to be your competition in this industry?
I think there's no competition. We just uplift each other, and yeah, we need more people. We need more life coaches and nutritionists to help people out there.
Okay. So I think that was one of the best answers that one could give for this question. Yeah. So yeah. Moving on towards the next question, what the following people have you wish you had? The first person is Sara Ali Khan.
Oh, the spark.
Deepika.
The aura of her presence. Beauty.
Okay, Kareena.
Being a gossip queen.
Rekha.
The charm.
Okay. Rank in terms of your favorite fruit. Because you're the nutritionist, so we are going to talk about fruits and vegetables. So rank in terms of your favorite fruit. Mango, apple, banana, grape, lychee.
Mango, grape, banana, and what was it?
Apple and lychee are remaining.
Oh, okay. So mango, grape, lychee, bananas, and apple.
Okay. Rank in terms of your favorite veggies. Carrot, cucumber, spinach, radish, beetroot.
What is it? Carrot?
Carrot, cucumber, spinach, radish, beetroot.
Carrot, cucumber, spinach, radish, beetroot.
Radish.
And radish, yeah.
Okay, I think this was the most rapid of all of that question.
Thank you so much. I tried to be though.
Yeah, you were rapid. Moving on towards the next question. Choose one movie you wish to be casted and also tell the name of the character you wish to enact.
I am really bad at acting, so I've never thought about it. I'm happy doing what I'm doing right now.
Okay, but like, you know, for instance, even if you think about being into the movies, like which movie you think that you should be casted and the character you want to play?
I think Kareena from
Gabby Met. Okay, that was indeed a very beautiful choice. Good, Namami.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, Namami, in this rapid fire, you were quite rapid and honest and truthful about your answers. So you get 10 on 10 and we are done with the rapid fire.
Thank you so much. Do I get something now?
Yeah, definitely. You win a hamper for it, and straight away it's coming to Delhi at Namami Live office.
Done.
Okay, so you are done with the Josh fire. And before we leave, there are a couple of more questions that we need to ask you. So give one advice to the teenager Namami who is looking out for some guidance in this world.
Oh, I think we need more nutritionists in this world where the health problems are endless. So one advice that I like to give to all of them is that if you have the will, if you have the motivation and the courage to help people, go for it.
Okay. I mean, like, this is one of the best points that everybody can listen to and can learn and can follow, because even nutrition industry is growing and it will be at a peak point very soon, and it is the best industry to dwell in.
Oh, yes, it is.
Yeah, definitely. So Namami, we had a lot of fun time chatting with you on this podcast. How's the Josh? And thank you for being the guest on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Definitely.
So
it was our pleasure to have you. Well, that was it for today. Yeah, sure. Well, that was it for today. Now we meet on next Saturday. Until we meet, take care, be happy, and most importantly, be full of Josh. Thank you.